for this morning is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 21. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brothers and sisters. God bless the word that has been read this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Ian, is my mic working now? Yes, now it's working. Thank you. Good morning. I have a test for you. I have two bottles. And after the sermon, we'll come back and I will ask you to identify which is a bottle with a real Coke. Let's leave them here. I suppose the light is too bright. It would be easier to identify that. This morning, Ollie, can I have my image on screen, please? Thank you. This morning, the question is, so what? Yes, we are here celebrating Easter. And I suppose the image is really very clear. Christ came on this earth. He died for our sins. He resurrected on third day. He went up in the heaven with the assurance and promise that he will come back. So what? Let me tell you an imaginative story of Mr. We Know Who. Nothing to do with Harry Potter. No inspirations from there whatsoever. Mr. We Know Who accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior and started walking and living his life. In the beginning, he started attending church very regularly, every Sunday. But then life caught up. And going to church became once or twice in a month, or even less than that. Now, that happened. Sometimes there was a genuine reason, work and shifts and all that stuff. But sometimes he just thought, oh, I had a terrible week. Let me just relax this morning and not go to church. He also prayed for his colleagues. Whenever he saw someone in need, he prayed for them. But when we look at his work, he was not really very sincere. And he thought, no one is noticing or no one will notice. What difference will that make? There were people he would easily ignore. And he would just say, ah, just because I don't like them, or we don't really match, our thinking doesn't match. But the truth was, he was jealous of them. What do you think his friends and colleagues understood from his life? We'll come back to that later as well. I'm not going to bring another light bulb and say, we'll come back to that as well. But it's there. You know, we are living in the world where because of Netflix or Amazon Prime or all sorts of OTT platforms, they make series in seasons, right? Season 1, season 2, season 3, and I don't know if they really are popular, then they have season 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. But then, if you're watching some serious action or suspense series, when they make a serial or when they make one season, they would tell you the story, 98% of the story, and then leave 2% for us to come back and watch in next season, right? And then we would keep thinking after that season ends, oh, but who was that person? Oh, but then what actually happened? Or what will happen next? Because we saw someone's hands. But why are we talking about seasons this morning? You know, when I look at all this image, I think this is the first season of God's plan. First season of God's plan was to send his son so that we all would be saved. But then the world is waiting for season 2. A world is looking for season 2. And that's where the question comes, so what? Yes, Christ came, he died, he resurrected, he went back. So what? As we are celebrating Easter this morning and having Easter eggs and having some plans this afternoon maybe, what difference does the whole story of God's love makes for us? So what we should be doing as a result of the resurrection of Christ? What should be our response to his love, to his whole grand plan, so that you and I can be saved? You know, the verse that we read, you know, the whole chapter that we read this morning is a brilliant chapter. And whenever I read that chapter, I just feel like John had a lot of different notes here and there, and he got all his notes together in one passage because he wanted to finish that letter. It was getting really too long for him, I suppose. And he wanted to finish. So he gathered a lot of different thoughts there. And I would not be going through that whole passage, because if I happen to do that, I'm sure the turkeys or... No, not turkeys. Turkeys is for Christmas. Oh, so sorry. Whatever plans that we have for this afternoon would need to be pushed for the evening, and that would be so wrong. Or maybe I would be only one person standing here and still talking, and everybody would just go slowly. Oh, sorry, have a phone call. But the verse that I want to focus on is the verse that we had on the activity sheet that we as a church gave, which says, we love because God first loved us. And this image shows God's love for us. You know, anything, you know, when we talk of Christmas, when we talk of Good Friday, when we talk of Easter, we talk of God's love. Margaret, letter. Winston, letter. Thank you. Thank you, Margaret. God's love for us is there constantly. There is no one here who can say that God doesn't love me. And if you say that, my dear friends, we would be more than happy to sit and pray with you. Because let me tell you this, God loves us all. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have done. God loves you Now, I'm not saying that, and he'll be happy to allow us to live the life that we have lived thus far. Because when we accept God's love in our life, our season two begins. Because things that we have done in the past, we would not do them anymore. Why? Not because God compels us to do, but his love enables us to do and see things that we should do and we should not do in our life. But, so what? So what does this resurrection mean for us? Anybody? Everybody? Somebody? It gives us hope. So what? So what if we have hope?
A new beginning.
Good. New beginning. So what? What if we have a new beginning then? So what?
If Jesus is resurrected, then I'm going to be resurrected too and be with him in heaven with a new body and everything. It's very exciting.
But before that, so what? Hope, new beginning, fine, there is an assurance for future, yes, but in present, so what? Is that?
Well, I think he helps us to become more the people we were always intended to be. So, resurrection life, knowing him.
Okay, but what does it mean to become more like him?
We must be kind to God. If we don't be kind to God, God won't help us.
Ooh.
That is true.
Is it?
Yes.
Something to think about, Margaret. There's an assurance, there's a new life. God changes our life, new personality. So what?
So the transformation has begun, but it is so that we can shine his light and basically reflect his personality so that the people around us can actually see God's work in us.
Thank you. There's another hand. I must run there. Just one minute, Douglas, I'll come.
To celebrate about God on the cross.
Yes, because our sins are forgiven because of that, isn't that?
Yeah.
Yes, give me a high five. Yes, good. Thank you.
Because of the resurrection, it means everything I believe in my faith, it's true.
Yes. So what? You know, it is easy for us to say things. And yes, I like the word transformation. Yes, it happens. We know it must happen. But my question is, has that happened? You know, we live a life, and we do things in parts, and we think, oh, that means I've been following Jesus Christ. But we follow Jesus Christ in patterns. You know, transformation doesn't happen in different parts. Transformation is a complete new being. So when we talk about Christ's resurrection, when we talk about God loves me, when we talk about new beginning, when we talk about hope, when we talk about Bible being true, it should enable us to love God first. Because when we love God, it enables us to be transformed completely. And that transformation should allow us, or will allow us, to love others. My dear friends, we can celebrate as many Easters and as many Christmases as we want. And we can plan big parties and big celebrations. But what if the world doesn't understand and get the true meaning of Easter through our lives? The world is asking this question, so what? You know, we spoke about Mr. We Know Who. And I know exactly that story might not work for us all. We might say, oh, but he did that and I don't do like that. Sorry. See, that's the reason I don't wear suit jackets. I get all sweaty. Oh, by the way. Thank you. That was not the planned stunt, okay? No. We heard the story of Mr. We Know Who. And we might look at certain things and we might say, oh, that's not definitely me, or that's not my case. But that is a template for our lives. Maybe the aspect of coming to church is not applicable to us. Maybe the aspect of being jealous is not applicable to us. But there are things, even in my life, I would be completely wrong to stand here and say, oh, I'm all perfect. I'm not. If you think, please tell me. I'll get a nice collar. But I'm not. And nobody is. But the aim for us is to be more and more like Christ. You know, in Matthew, there's a verse which says, so let your light so shine that people would see at your good deeds and they'll praise the Lord. It is not doing good deeds, it is living good deeds. It is not aiming to do good deeds, it is aiming to be more and more and more like Jesus. And when we live our life in that way, or when we live our life like that, the world will know what it means that Christ is resurrected. We are the season two of God's plan. We are the ones who will help world understand what that empty tomb has brought for you and for me and for the whole world. You know, when Paul wrote in Corinthians that Christ appeared to about 500 people, he writes there that some of them are still alive. It would have been really interesting to be able to have someone who saw Jesus being present here this morning. And like Paul, if we could have said, oh, you know, I saw someone who saw Jesus alive after resurrection. But that's 2,000 years ago. I don't want to get into that maths now. But where would the world see that Christ? That empty tomb gives us an assurance of eternal life. That empty tomb proves or gives evidence that every word written in the God's word is true. You know, there's a very interesting study someone has done where they have connected all the prophecies, and it's a very interesting image of how many prophecies have been fulfilled in the Bible itself. Oh, talking about prophecy, next sermon series, we are talking on Isaiah, and we are going to see how the prophecies are fulfilled. See, teasers. But we are the ones that world needs to see through that Jesus is alive. You know, Easter eggs and celebrations and all sorts of things are really good. I'm not saying, oh, that's wrong. Yes, we should eat. I don't eat chocolate. Salome has one and she's waiting to eat one when we go home. Or did she eat one? I don't know. Because she was behind me from last week. Can I eat that now? But my dear church family, as we celebrate Easter, my only question is, so what? So what are we going to help the world to understand through that? So what is the message that we are going to give to the world through our lives? So what would the world know when they look at us and think, oh, that my friend is a Christian person, he believes in Christ. Or, is he really a Christian? What is that message? You know, we are talking about this Coke. A moment of truth. Which one do you think is real Coke? This one? Okay. This one? Okay, let's do hands. Like, raise your hands if you think this is a real Coke. Okay, what about this one? This is water, right? Yay! Let's see. Yeah, this is also fizzy now. See? So are they both real then? Okay, for a better word, which one is a real cola? Okay, let's get to the moment of truth. No. Oh. No. What should have happened? I shake the bottle. Ah, that's the real cola, right? Which one? You want to try? You want to try? That's a real bitter coffee. But how did we identify that? Because it showed certain aspects. As soon as I opened my first bottle, we said, no, that's not the real Coke. As soon as I opened second, we said, that's the real one. My dear friends, what is our life showing to this world? For the world to understand that God loves them. We love because God loved us. We love God because He loved us. And we love everyone else because God loves us. As we celebrate this Easter, why is Christmas on my mind? Turkey and Easter. As we celebrate this Easter, maybe we would just go back and to our routines from this afternoon or tomorrow. Let's ask ourselves this question. What aspect of my life is not giving out the real message of God's love? What is that I'm doing in my life that is not helping people see that God loves them too? Because loving others is not 9-to-5 shift. Loving God is not Sunday morning 10-to-12 shift. But it is a lifestyle that we live 24/7. So what? When we do that, they would understand that God loves them too. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for your love in our lives, Lord. Lord, you love us wherever we are, however we are, Lord. But Lord, when you love us, it enables us to see and walk according to your words, Lord. And Lord, this is your plan for us, that when we live our life, Lord, the world would know that you love them too. Lord, as we wish each other a happy Easter, and as we celebrate this, Lord, we just pray that this celebration would not be just limited to this day or just few hours, Lord, but it would help us, Lord, to become a lifestyle, Lord, so that world would know, Lord, that you love them. Lord, we have our weaknesses. We do fail. And Lord, we thank you because you have not just left us and gone away, Lord, but you have given us your Holy Spirit to guide us, to strengthen us, to come back, and Lord, to see things that we need to see, to make changes in our lives that we need to make, Lord, so that we can continue to show your love as a lifestyle to this world, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do it, to glorify you and to share your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.